Bye. The next observer is the Nameless One.
Then I have a much more serious problem. I'm no longer a member of the Continuum. My superiors have decided to punish me.
Punish us as well, it would seem.
They say I've spread chaos through the universe, and they've stripped me of all my powers. You don't believe me, do you? Do you think I would humiliate myself like this?
If it served your purpose, yes.
It's the truth. I stand before you defrocked. Condemned to be a member of this lowest of species, a normal, imperfect, lumpen human being.
They made you human as part of your punishment.
No, it was my request. I could have chosen to exist as a Markovian sea lizard, or a Belzoidian flea. Anything I wished, as long as it was mortal. And since I had only a fraction of a second to mull, I chose this, and asked them to bring me here.
Why?
Because in all the universe, you're the closest thing I have to a friend, Jean-Luc.
Sir, he is reading as fully human.
What, is there an echo in here?
I am sensing an emotional presence. As being terrified.
How rude.
What is it you want, Q?
Your compassion. All right. Sanctuary on this ship. Dreary as it may sound to the both of us.
Return that moon to its orbit.
I have no powers. Q the ordinary.
Q the liar. Q the misanthrope.
Q the miserable. Q the desperate. What must I do to convince you people?
Die.
Thank you.
Here goes. Would I permit you to lock me away if I still had all my powers?
You have fooled us too often, Q.
Oh, perspicacity incarnate. Please don't feel compelled now to tell me the story of the boy who cried wolf.
Computer, activate force field.
I demand to be let out of here, do you hear me? You will deactivate this cell immediately.
Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.